诗歌，就想起大卫在诗篇里面讲到他对神的渴慕。他在诗篇27篇那里，他就讲到说，大卫心里面只有一件事，他就说他曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世要住在耶和华的殿中，然后要瞻仰他的荣颜，在他的殿里面求问。然后神就跟他说，在第8节那里说，你们当寻求我的面。大卫就有一个回应说，那时我心向你说，耶和华，你的面我正要寻求。愿我们真是都能被神的爱来吸引，我们来寻求神的面，好不好？我们一起再来读两处的经文，刚才我们也读过，我们再读哥林多后书第3章18节和第4章第6节。对不起。
Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18
和第4章第6节，我们就读这
个。Chapter 4 verse 6，
我们一起来读。我们众人既敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。第4章第6节。那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。在第3章18节那里，变成主的形状，那里那个形状也是可以讲变成主的形象。
And actually, verse 18 says, being transformed into his likeness.
然后第4章第6节那里，他最后是说到叫我们得知神荣耀的光，那个荣耀，那个的光在原文里面是没有，他讲到是神的荣耀显在耶稣基督的面上。
And to chapter 4 verse 6, talking about the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. Actually, in the original text, the word light is not there. It's just the glory of God in the face of Christ.
我们再有点简短的祷告。
Let's have a short prayer.
亲爱的主，我们实在是感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你再把我们一起召聚在这里，主啊，愿你来对我们的心里的深处来说话。
You call us all together here. You speak to the deep in our hearts.
主，我们实在是知道离了你我们不能做什么。
Lord, we know that apart from you, we can do nothing.
愿你的灵在这里真是对我们的心里的深处来开启我们的眼睛。
May your spirit open the deepest place in our heart, open our eyes.
好让我们真的是能看见主你自己的荣光。
Let us truly see your glory.
能够看见神的荣耀是显在耶稣基督的面上。
Let's truly see the glory of God in the face of Christ.
主啊，帮助我们，我们把下面的时间恭敬仰望在这里，愿你来说话，我们都在静听。
Lord, help us. We commit the rest of the time in your hands. Speak to us. We are listening here.
我们这样的祷告祈求乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.想实在感谢主，我们今年的主题，我想我们都记得，是吧
？Thank the Lord, we all remember the theme of this year.
我们是要在各处显扬那因耶认识基督耶稣所有的香，那个馨香之气。
To spread the fragrance of the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也知道，实在虽然我们信了主，但很多时候我们身上还是有。我们自己的那个原味。
Now we know that we even though we believe many times the odor of our flesh still remains.
那个原味却真是要毁坏那个基督的那个馨香之气。
And that odor will destroy the fragrance of Christ.
所以我想这次 我想我一直这个感动和负担就是来看我们怎么样能够拥有这个馨香之气。
So my burden is always how we can possess this fragrance of Christ.
在我前面两次有讲到，一个是在哥林多后书第三章里面有三点。
And I thought there were three points in 2 Corinthians.
在第一点是讲到神的灵，它写在我们的心里。
And the Spirit of God shine in our hearts.
它写在我们心里。
Right in our hearts.
好让我们里面能够我们的原味能够被除去，好让基督的香味能够存在我们心里。
So our original odor can be removed, and the fragrance of Christ can remain in us.
第二点讲到，当我们的许多时候，我们的心不再被世界许多的事吸引而去，不在神的身上。And
that our hearts will not be attracted by many things of this world and turned away from the Lord.
所以神很多时候他没有办法写。
And many times, Lord cannot write into our hearts.
所以神有在16节那里讲到说，我们的心要转向神，让那个帕子要除去。And
verse 16, it mentioned that we need to turn to the Lord so that the veil will be taken away.
许多时候神借着很多的环境，或者我们的遭遇，让我们来到神的面前，让我们的心来归向他。
Many times God uses the situations and our difficulties so that we can turn to the Lord.
好让我们的帕子能够除掉。
So that our veil can be taken away.
然后今天讲到第三点，我想这也是最重要，也是平常里面我们最平常，但是却是最重要的一点。
I want to speak the third point, which is most important, and it's a daily matter.
实在。 神他怎么样每天写在我们的灵怎么样写在我们的心里面，就是在第三章18节这里讲到的。It's
mentioned in chapter 3 verse 18.
他那里讲到说，我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光。He
said, and we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory.
好像从镜子反照变成主的形象。 荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成。
Are being transformed into His likeness with everlasting glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
最近好像听到，就有的时候会看到有一个八卦新闻，他就讲到这个某一个影星，他就出了高价，然后做一个。 整容手术，做完了，他们就说哇，好漂亮。
And I read news that about those stars, movie stars, they paid high price to get a new look.
然后还有前后一张照片，说整容之前是这一张照片，整容之后是另外一张照片。
And there are pictures about before and after the surgery.
然后也听到说有另外一个影星，啊，他也整容了。 但整容了之后就变得可丑了，大家看了那个，就说还不如不做好。And
other news said about another star who had this plastic surgery, and the pictures before and after didn't look so good.
就说好像是给毁了容一样。And
almost like her outlook can get destroyed.
但我们知道，当神看人不像人看人。But
when God looks at man, it's not like man.
人看人是看外貌。
We look at our outlook.
但神是看我们的心。
But God looks at our hearts.
所以在这里好像，当我们来看主的时候，这里好像说，主也在我们心里面，好像要做一个那个整容的手术。
And almost like when we face the Lord, when we before the Lord, and in our hearts, God will do a surgery.
我们看主，看见主的荣光。 那个荣光从镜里面反照过来，好像主也借着他的荣耀，他的荣光，好像在我们里面做这样一个好像激光的整容手术。
And with unveiled face, we can reflect God's glory like a mirror. And through this glory, God can perform a surgery in our hearts that will be more like Him.
让我们能够变成主的形象,
and transform to His likeness.
当我们知道我们的神, 祂是全知的神,
we know our God is all-knowing God.
祂知道我们每一个人的光景, 祂也知道我们每一个人的丑陋。
He knows the situation of every one of us, and He knows the ugliness of every one of us.
我们神祂也是一个全知的神。
And He's a God of all wisdom.
他也是那最高明的那个整容的医生。
He is the best surgeon in the world.
他知道怎么样的形象是最美丽、最荣耀的。
He knows what is the best, glorious look.
他也知道怎么样来把我们造成整容成为这样一个。 这一个容形,
and He knows how to transform us into that likeness.
所以用属灵的话讲, 就是他要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
And in a spiritual word, He will mold us into the likeness of His Son.
然感谢主, 王淼弟兄今天在我们读那个宣召的经文的时候, 用到了罗马书第8章29到30节, 这是圣经里面, 很重要的一段话, 好不好? 我们再来看一下。
Thank the Lord. In the calling verses, Brother Wang read for us, Romans chapter
8:29到30节，那你讲到说，神预先知道的人，他就预先定下，然后效法，这样更准确的是讲，像磨成他神儿子的模样。 然后使他儿子在许多儿子中做长子，然后又说预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招他来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
On verse 29, for those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son. This word conformed actually better be translated as molded, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified.
这句话我们都很熟悉。但这里有一点是我看到的，说这里我想看英文，我们知道这是用过去式。
These verses are all very familiar to us. And let's pay attention to the tense. This is a past tense here.
如果再看 希伯来文法里面还有一个时态叫做永远的过去式。
And in the Hebrew grammar, there's a tense. It can be called eternal past tense.
这里讲到，在我们的时间的观念里面，我们总觉得好像时间是一直都有的。
And in our sense of time, we think time is always there.
但是圣经讲的时间里面不一样，它讲到有一个过去的永远。
But the scripture's view of time is different. There's a past eternal.
然后时间也有一个结束，那你结束了以后，所以时间有一个过去的永远，然后它有一个起头，然后有一个结束，然后再有一个将来的永远。
And time has a beginning and end. So before and after that, there's a past eternal or there's a future eternal.
我们知道神。 摩西向问神的名字的时候，神向他启示，他说：“我是自有永有的神。”
When Moses asked God's name, God revealed to him that I am who I am.
神是自有永有的，他就是一直都有。
He is the eternal one.
然后创世纪告诉我们，起初神创造天地。
And Genesis told us that in the beginning God created heaven and the earth.
所以那你就有一个起初，有一个宇宙的起源，也有一个时间的开始。And
this heaven and earth had a starting point. There's a word in the beginning, the starting point.
然后就有了时间。And
then time starts.
然后启示录也告诉我们，将来它会有一个新天新地。And
in Revelation, tells us about a new heaven and new earth.
说这个世界要结束，有一个新天新地。 然后也有一个新城, 圣城新耶路撒冷要从天降下来。
And there will be the time will the world will come to an end, and the New Jerusalem will descend from heaven.
然后讲到说所有信主的，他在那里要与主耶稣一起要作王，直到永远。那个是在启示录二十二章的。
In Revelation chapter 22, all those who believe will reign with Christ 1,000 years.
所以我们再看罗马书第八章二十九三十节，那里讲到神在创世以前，他已经定下一个旨意，他就预先知道，然后他也预先招我们，然后他也定下，凡招的预先定下的人，他就要把他们磨成神儿子的样式。
And back to Romans chapter 8:29, that before the creation of this world, God He foreknew and He also predestined us, and He called us.
所以实在这是一个在神心意里面，这是很重要，也是他心头中的一件事。所以神就在那里有预备了这样许多的这些他的恩典和他的能力。
It's one of the most important things in God's will, so He prepares such abundant grace for us.
真是愿神愿圣灵能让我们来看见神这个荣耀的旨意。
May Holy Spirit help us to see this glorious will of our God.
在启示录十三章那里也说到，他说创世以前被杀的羔羊。
And in Revelation chapter 13 also said that the lamb who was slaughtered before the creation of the world.
很多时候我们想着好像亚当夏娃他堕落了，神好像突然怎么办，他就来了，好像说再来有一个就是预备了，再因为出了这样一个毛病，神好像再来好像补上，然后要预备就是补上一个救赎的方法。
Many times we think that Adam Eve sinned, and that's like an accident to God, and God seems to have a remedy there.
但是在那里，我们却能看见神实际上在他的创造以前，在他的完全知和他的预知里面，他已经预备了这样的一个救恩，也预备了达成这条他旨意的那条道路，就是那个十字架的道路。
And actually our God is all wisdom and all-knowing God. That before the creation of this world, He has prepared this salvation and has prepared this way to His glory, which is the way of cross.
我想在我们都知道在启示录第一章那里也再一次讲到第一章第三节第四节，他说神在创立世界以先，他就在基督里面拣选了我们，使我们在他里面成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
And actually, it's mentioned in Ephesians chapter 1 that before the creation of the world, He selected us.
他又因爱我们，就照着自己旨意所喜悦的，使我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 and verse 4. For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight, in love. He predestined us to be adopted as His sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with His pleasure and will.
所以又使他荣耀的恩典得称赞，这恩典是在他爱子里面的。
To the praise of His glorious grace, which He has freely given us in the one He loves.
所以实在是感谢主，他在那里已经预定我们要被磨成神的儿子的模样，也预定我们要得荣耀。
Thank the Lord, He has predestined to mold us into the likeness of His Son, and He has predestined us to the glory.
也预定我们实在是要在我们要拥有那因认识基督而有的香气。
And He has predestined us to possess this fragrance of knowing our Lord Jesus Christ.
但在那里，我们却是有我们的责任。
But we have our duties.
所以，那你会讲到我们要用信心和顺服来成就这事。
we must have our trust and obey attitude before the Lord.
而在第三章跟个后书第三章十八节这里就特别来讲到这一件事。
And that's what exactly what the Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18 talks about.
所以这一段实际上这是一节很重要也是很丰富的一个圣经一个圣经节。
And this is a very important verse and there's lots of life in it.
所以今天我只能照着感动讲简单的讲三点。
And I will simply mention three points according to what I get moved.
就是在大纲里面讲到三点一个是得以看见。
First is, as in our outline, is able to see.
第二点讲到我们在生活中是如何的看见主然后被变改变成为主的形状。
And the second point is to, is seeing and transforming in daily life.
第三点他会讲到是在侍奉中我们如何的改变如何的看见如何的改变。
The third point is seeing and transforming in service.
在这里得以看见这个实际上是中文是比那个英文翻译的好
actually,
更贴切于原文、
actually if you know Chinese、I think the Chinese translation of able to see is a better translation
在英文里面还没有得以的这两个字
and in English it's able、
就没有这样
and it's not equivalent to the Chinese translation、yeah.得以，
所以他这里有一个这个看见，当我们知道是讲到一个属灵的看见。
And this seeing is a spiritual seeing.
为什么呢？因为在哥林多后书第三章，我们十四节那里讲到说他们的心地刚硬。如果你看英文或者看原文，都是讲到他们的心是瞎的。
And actually, in,
或者说他们的心眼是瞎的。
In chapter 3, verse 14 says their minds were made dull. Actually, the means that their spiritual eye is blind.
我们知道，当亚当和夏娃吃了那个禁果，然后罪就进来了。
And after Adam and Eve ate that forbidden fruit, that sin came into this world.
所以人的灵就死了。
And man's spirit died.
然后就断绝了和神的交通。
Has been separate from the fellowship with the spirit of God.
人的心眼就是瞎了。
And that way, their spiritual eyes were blind.
人也被赶出了伊甸园，再也看不到神的荣耀。
And they've been driven out of the Eden and can never see God's face.
也因着罪的遗传，我们生下来，我们就是一个罪人。
Because of this heritage of sin, that we are blind when we're born.
所以在哥林多后书第四章第三节第四章第四节，他那里进一步讲到说，不，我们人的不信是因为是被这世界的神弄瞎了眼。
And in chapter 4, verse 4 said that the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers.
我们知道保罗在信主之前他是逼迫基督徒的。
We know that before Paul believed Christ, he persecuted the Christians.
他的心也是瞎眼的。
And his spiritual eye was blind.
他瞎眼的表现就是在哥林多后书十五章十六节那里第五章十六节他那里讲到的。
And he mentioned that the symptom in chapter 4, chapter 5 verse
许多时候我们信主之前也是那样。他讲到说他是凭着外貌来认识基督。
And that they trying to see Christ from a worldly point of view.
因为我们知道基督那么他是从玛利亚生那么很多想基督那也是一个人跟我们一模一样那怎么基督徒说他是神呢
and they saw that in flesh Christ was born out of Mary and he's a man. How come you say Christians say he's God?
保罗他不明白，他也照着他所认识他主，他所认识的那个律法，他在那里逼迫基督徒。
And Paul cannot understand, and according to the laws that he learned, he persecuted Christians.
然后他以为他在侍奉神。
He thought he was serving God.
一直到大马色的路上，我们很熟悉的这个故事讲到，神的大光就照着他。
Until on the way to the Damascus, a great light shined upon him.
他在那里，他就遇见了复活升天的主。
He met the resurrected Lord.
他眼睛上的鳞片就掉下来。
And the scales in his eyes fell off.
他的心眼就打开了。
And his spiritual eyes were open.
所以他就知道耶稣是基督，他是神的儿子。
He knew that Christ is, Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
他知道基督是那个王，是那弥赛亚，而且是那万王之王。
He knew that Christ is the King, the Messiah, the King of Kings.
刚才王淼也提到，是在保罗他后面信主以后，他的生命就完全改变。
And Brother Wang Miao also mentioned that after Paul believed, his life completely changed.
在四福音里面也记载主耶稣他行了好几个神迹，然后他就把瞎眼的让他们能够看见。
And the miracles mentioned in the Gospels talks about how our Lord opened the eyes of the blind.
在马可福音那里有讲到主耶稣看到有一个瞎眼的，然后瞎眼的就求他主能够来医治他，然后主耶稣就跟他说去吧，你的信救了你。然后那个瞎眼的就立刻看见了。
And in the Gospel of Mark, a blind man begged Jesus to save him, to cure his eyes. And Jesus said, "Go, and your faith saved you." And the blind man followed his words, and he was cured.
然后就有一次又讲到，又有一个瞎子也是来这样的求耶稣。
Another time, one blind man came to Jesus.
然后主耶稣就吐唾沫在他的眼睛上。
And Jesus spit in his eyes.
然后就按手在他的身上。
And put his hand, lay his hand on his eyes.
然后就那个就问他看不看见，那瞎子就说，诶，他看见一些了，他看见人好像树在行走一样。
And then the blind man said that he started to see men like trees walking around.
然后主耶稣就按手在他的眼睛上。
And Jesus laid hand on his eyes.
然后就问他，然后他就说，当他一再睁开眼睛的时候，他就说，哦，他看见了，而且样样都看得很清楚。
And he said, then he said, I see, I can see, everything is so clear.
然后在约翰福音第九章那里，我们都知道记载了一个是生来瞎眼的。
And in John chapter 9, recorded a man born blind.
然后主就在那里，那些人还问他说，这个瞎眼的他为什么是生来瞎眼的？
And the disciples asked Jesus why.
然后主说他是这样是让神能够得荣耀。
And but Jesus answered that it happens so that the work of God might be displayed in his life.
然后后来主就对这个瞎眼的说，你去西罗子那个池子里去洗一下，然后他就去洗了，然后洗他就真的看见了。
And Jesus asked this man to wash in the pool of Siloam and wash there, and he will be able to see. And he followed Jesus' words, and he's able to see afterward.
然后他说了一句，我想是我们每一个基督徒都是我们经历里面的，他就说，从前我是瞎眼的，但现在我能看见。
And he uttered experience that every Christian will experience. He said, I was blind, but now I see.
那这些神迹是显明我们的主耶稣他是神。
These miracles reveal that our Lord Jesus, He is God.
他是那创造的主。
He is a God of creation.
但是当我们的主他要为开我们心眼，我们的主耶稣却实在是为我们付下重极重的代价。
But he paid the most precious price to open our spiritual eyes.
这里讲到说我们要看主的荣耀。
And here it said that we need to look the glory of the Lord.
第四章第六节那里他讲到神的荣耀显在耶稣基督的面上。
Chapter 4, verse 6 says that the glory of God in the face of Christ.
这句话抓住我的心。
These words caught my heart.
我们知道我们的主他是犹大的狮子，他是王。
We know that our Lord is the Lion of the Judah. He is the King.
他来他是要寻找和拯救那失丧的人。
He come to find and save the lost.
他来也是要来完成神的旨意。
And he come to fulfill the will of God.
然后我们知道世人也不接受他。
And we know that the world rejected him.
犹太人也不接受他。
And Jews rejected him.
他们还要把他最后要把他送到大祭司那里去受审判。
And finally, they sent him to the high priest to be sentenced.
大祭司他在审判的时候，大祭司就问他说：“我指着永生的神，让你启示告诉我们，你是神儿子的，你是神的儿子，基督不是。
”And the high priest told Jesus that make oath before the living God that. Are you the Son of God?
主耶稣在十字架上，许多十字架的下面，他许多时候是一句话也不说。
And many times our Lord didn't say one word.
但感谢主，这是我们的王。
But thank the Lord, He is our King.
但等到大祭司说，指着永生的神，让主来启示。启示告诉我们他是不是神儿子的时候，主耶稣他不能不说，所以他说是的。然后他说你要看见人子要坐在全能者的右边，驾着天上的云降临。
And many times our Lord is like a lamb to be slaughtered. He don't say a word. But this time when the high priest asked him to make an oath whether he is son of God, our God answered.He said that what you said is true. You will see the Son of Man on the right hand of God and descend on the cloud.
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
这就告诉我们他是那将来的王。
It tells us that he is the king to come.
但大祭司就对大家说，你说看哪，他说了那样的寄望的话。
And the high priest said that listen, this man said blessedness.
他就说你们听见了，你们的意见怎么样？
And what's your opinion?
他们就说他是该死的。
And they said this man has to die.
他说这个王是该死的。
They said this king has to die.
能不能找到这样一个王，他是该死的。
Can we find such a king that has to die?
然后马太福音那里就告诉我们，他们就吐唾沫在他的脸上。
And the Gospel of Matthew told us that they spat on him.
这个狮子的脸上他带着唾沫。
Aspect to the face of this line of Judah.
所有的君王他的脸都是荣耀的。
And、
哪一个君王的脸会带着唾沫？
Every king's face looks so glorious, but is there a king's face that being spat on?
如果你在读马可福音的时候，你看见他们不止吐唾沫在他的脸上，他们还蒙了他的脸。
And when you read the Gospel of Mark, not only that, they covered his face.
每一个王都是有头有脸的，结果他们却蒙了主耶稣的脸。
Every king had a glorious face, but they covered the face of Jesus.
到了路加福音，同样的一句话，却加了一点，他说到他们打 擦的脸。
And in the Gospel of Luke had a little more detail. They hit his face.
看见吗？
Can you see that?
当我们的主受羞辱的时候，神的荣耀却要显在耶稣基督的面上。
When our Lord was put into shame, but the glory of God will shine upon his face.
他讲那带着唾沫的脸。
The face that has been spat on.
那个被蒙的脸。
The face that has been covered.
那个被击打的脸。
The face that has been hit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
他该不该有反应？
Should he have some reaction?
他当然要反应。
Sure.
但不是在十字架的下面。
But not before, not until he went to the cross.
在十字架底下，他一句话都没有。
He didn't say a word under the cross.
我们看他在十字架上的，他是怎么样的反应。
And let's look at his reaction on the cross.
但我们不要忘记，在他上十字架之前，在他钉被钉十字架之前，他经过科西玛尼。
And don't forget that before he went to the cross, he went through.
圣经告诉我们什么？
Gethsemane.
圣经告诉我们，他稍微往前走。
And the Bible told us that he stepped forward a little bit.
他说脸伏于地。
He fell down and the face.
他祷告说。父啊，倘若可行，求你将这杯离开我。然而不要照我的意思，只照你的意思。
He prayed that Father, if ever possible, please remove this cup from me, but not according to my will, but according to your will.
当他起来的时候，他明白神的旨意。
When he raised up, he knew the will of God.
他的脸浮在灰尘当中。
And his face was once with the ground among the dust.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
顺服神的旨意。
He obeyed the will of God.
因着他顺服神的旨意，他就在十字架上有一个反应。
Because his obedience, he had a reaction on the cross.
那个反应就证明他是君王。
The reaction proved that he is the king.
那个反应就证明他是狮子。他的生命是那狮子的生命。
And that reaction proves that he is a lion. He has the life of a lion.
所有被钉十字架的人，他们本能的反应都是咒诅，因为十字架太痛苦。
And everyone who get crucified, their natural reaction is to curse because it's so painful.
因为只有咒诅才能够减轻那个痛苦。
It seems only by curse can relieve a little bit the pain that they're suffering.
我们的主在十字架上，他在下面是默默无声，但是当他被举起来的时候，他说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。”
And under the cross, our Lord, like a lamb to be slaughtered, he didn't say a word. But on the cross, He said that, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
当人打他的右脸的时候，
When man hit his right face,
当他脸上带着唾沫的时候，
When he, man spat on his face,
他在十字架上的反应是他转过另一个脸来。
His reaction on the cross is that he turned That his second face.
因为他的脸浮在灰尘中。
Because he has fell down before God, his face were among the dust.
是父神叫他转过第二个脸。
It is our heavenly Father who turned his face.
叫他转过第二个脸来。
Turned the second face.
所以他能够说，父啊，赦免他们。
So he can say that, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他不知道。
Because they do not know what they do.
当主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，我们知道有两个强盗在他的两边，左右两边。
When our Lord was crucified on the cross, we know there were two robbers on his left and right.
他们就讥笑主耶稣。
And they laughed at the Lord Jesus.
他们说，如果你是神的儿子，你就从下面，从上面下来，从十字架上下来。
If you're son of God, come from the cross, and we'll believe you.
弟兄姊妹们，那两个强盗说同样的话。
And not the soldiers and the robbers.
他们都在讥笑我们的主。
They all laughed at the Lord.
但是当我们的主在十字架上说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的。他们不知道。
But when our Lord said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do."
其中一个他听见了。
And one of the robber, he actually listened.
他有一个祷告，他说：“主耶稣，在你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
”And he had a prayer that, "Lord Jesus, please remember me when you had your kingdom."
他有一个大的发现。
He had a great discovery.
在十字架上，他发现这个人，他是一个王。
The one on the cross is a king.
所以他能够转过他的脸过来。
And that he can turn his second face.
他是一个王，所以他能够说赦免他们吧。
Jesus is a king, so that he can say forgive them.
这是我们的王。
This is our king.
神的荣耀。显在耶稣基督的面上。
The God's glory revealed on his face.
保罗在哥林多后书第五章二十一节告诉我们，他说在十字架上，神使那无罪的成为我们的罪，好让我们能够在他的义里面，在他里面得着那个义，被称为义。
And then 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
他也在十字架上叫我们开我们的眼睛，叫我们得以看见神的荣耀。
And he opened our eyes on the cross so that we can see the glory of God.
他在道成肉身的日子，他可以行神迹。叫瞎子开眼看见。
During the times when the word became flesh, he opened the eyes of the blind.
但是他却要在十字架上把他的性命摆上，为的是让我们能够里面能够心眼得开。
But on cross, he had to pour out his life so that we can see. With our spiritual eyes.
实在愿神都让我们能够看见我们主耶稣基督的荣耀。
May God let us see the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们能够看见我们自己实在是一个罪人。
Let us see that we are sinners.
我们需要神的拯救。
We need the salvation of God.
需要神来基督耶稣来代替我们的罪。赐给我们一个新的生命。
We need the redemption of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we need the new life from Him.
在哥林多后书第六章第二节那里，保罗就继续说到，他说，在那悦纳的时候，他引用旧约说，他说在那悦纳的时候，我应允了你，在拯救的日子，我搭救了你。然后保罗就说，看哪，现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是。拯救的时候。
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2. For he says, In the time of my favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor, now is the day of salvation.
实在愿神能够来感动我们。
May God move us.
如果真是能够接受主耶稣在5章17节就告诉我们，如果我们接受主耶稣，我们在基督里面就是一个新造的人。
And as may we receive Jesus as mentioned in chapter 5 verse 17, if we who believe is a new creation,
我们旧事就都过去了。
And all have passed. or the old has gone.
时间过得很快，我想我只能简单的把后面两点稍微讲一下。
I think I only have time to briefly mention the second two points.
在第三章那里讲到说，是在我们成长的道路，我们拯救不单只是从我们的看见开始，然后他也讲到在我们成长的时候也是从看见，这个属灵的看见这样的开始。
And in chapter 3 mentioned that not that we've been saved because that we can see, but that we will grow because we can see.
我们更加是需要这个看见。
We really need this sight.
我们知道在第三章那里讲到有一个是属灵的看见，然后他讲到我们要看见主的荣光，然后是改变，要变成主的形状。
And chapter 3 talks about a spiritual sight, to see the glory of God and to be transformed into His likeness.
然后那个改变，那个字在罗马书，我们很熟悉的罗马书十二章第二节那里也用过这一字。
And it was also used in a familiar verse, Romans chapter 12, the word transformed.
他那里讲到说是心意更新而变化，那个变化也是这个。
And in Romans chapter 12, actually it's talking about the transform of our mind.
但这个心，所以这里是特别讲到，是说这个改变是讲到是在我们里面的这样的一个改变。
And this transformation is an inward transformation.
然后主的形象也是特别讲到那个属灵的性情。
And the likeness of the Lord is actually referring to the spiritual character.
讲到那基督的谦卑，基督的温柔，还有基督的忍耐。
The humbleness, the meekness and the forbearance of the Lord.
然后荣上加荣，就讲到这是一个不断进步的。
And it's glory upon glory, so it's a continuing process.
他特别讲到是有一个属灵的度量，它是不断的在进步。
And there's a spiritual capacity which is keep growing.
这就是神他在我们身上要做的这件事。
This is the work of God on us.
但实际上在我们的经历上，这个荣上加荣的这个经历上，很多时候却是一个困难接着一个困难。
But in our actually experience of this glory upon glory, that's one difficulty after another.
好像是一个问题接着一个问题。
One problem after another.
好像是一个痛苦接着一个痛苦。
One suffering after another.
但是不要忘记在也是在更多后书第四章十八节那里讲，十七十八节讲到说，那自战自轻的苦楚却要成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
And chapter 4 verse 17 it tells us that for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
神他实在是有那丰富和荣耀的预备。
And God has that rich, abundant and glorious preparation.
所以我们也记得圣经有特别讲到说他有恩上加恩，有利上加利。
And He gave us that grace upon grace and strength upon strength.
我们罗马书刚才读到那里讲到说，磨成神儿子的形象，变成他的形象，这件事是在神里面心头上多重要，都是多大的一件事。所以神在这件事情上，就把他所有的恩典和所有的能力，他都预备好，让我们能够来取用。
Such an important thing in God's will for us to be transformed in the likeness of His Son. He has prepared all His grace and all His power for this.
所以我们所需要的就是我们要用信心和顺服来这样的成长。
And what we need to do is to grow in our faith and in our obedience.
如果我们准备好能够接受神使用他无论是各样的方法各样的环境来改变我们，
If we have prepared in our heart, then no matter what kind of situation God used to change us,
那你就真的是能够经历到神，他真的是有预备，他一步一步的这样带领我们。
Experience the providence of the Lord.
那我们真是在困难里面，能够在问题里面，我们不是要看这些东西。
Let us not look upon ourselves in the difficulties and problems.
让这些问题、这些遭遇、这些痛苦都催逼我们，能够来到神的面前，来看神的荣耀。
May these problems, difficulties, and sufferings urge us before the Lord to see His glory.
让我们能够来明白神的旨意。
May we know the will of God.
我们也能够顺服神的旨意。
And obey His will.
实在时间很短，只能再简单讲一点点。实在我们不单只是在我们生活里面能够看见神在我们，让我们看见神，让我们在那里改变。实在我很感谢主，让孙弟兄也来到我们当中，讲到真是在神的心意里面的侍奉。
And we have a limited time here. I can only brief mention not only that God want us to see and transform in our daily life, but also in our service. We thank the Lord that Brother Sun come to us and he shared the topic on service.
高弟兄上次也在哥林多后书第五章那里也特别讲到神的托付。
And also our Brother Cal mentioned in last Sunday worship.
Commission of God.
Commission of God.
我想我很感谢主，像这些年，像我们到这里这个教会有十年，实在也蒙神很多的这样的祝福，也在这里和弟兄姊妹们，特别我想年长的弟兄姊妹们，给我们有很多生命的这样的供应和喂养，让我们能够在这里成长学习。
For these years in this church, we all receive so many graces from the Lord, and especially we receive a lot of help from the elder brothers.
实在在哥林多后书第六章第一节，所以他就讲到说我们不可徒受他的恩典。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1 said that encourage that as God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. 我们也知道
神实在是不单只要拯救我们，他也让我们每一个人成为一个侍奉的人。
Because God not only saved every one of us, but also wants to make us into a man of serving God.
在第八章第九节第十，那你讲到基督的榜样，然后他十二节特别讲到说神说人若有愿做的心，说必蒙悦纳。他说乃是照他所有的，并不是照他所没有的。
In chapter 8, verse 12, for if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what he does not have.
实在，当我们有愿有一个愿做的心的时候，真的这里讲到是蒙神悦纳的。
And I wish we all, before the Lord, the willingness is there so that we can be blessed.
我想很感谢主。像这些年实在看到咱们教会许多年长的弟兄，他们真的在这年多年勤勤恳恳的这样的侍奉。
Thanks the Lord. For so many years, we see the elder brothers, they serve the Lord faithfully.
我们也看到这些年有弟兄过去的。
And we have a brother that came to the Lord.
有弟兄被差传差派到外面去。
Or sent by the Lord to far places.
也有弟兄是有病倒的。
And there were brothers in the weakness in disease.
但感谢主，真的还有他们年长的七八十岁一样照样的侍奉。
And thank the Lord that we see brothers in their 70s and 80s that are still serving the Lord.
一样是为主传说话，一样的是有打扫卫生，还有我想小孩侍奉各样的事。
And they're still speaking for God, still service even in cleaning and serving kids, all kinds of service.
我想也实在感谢主，让在这里，好像真的好像也大家也不是，好像他们做也都是没有地位， 也没有名分，真的就是这样的爱主。
And that service is not to earn a position in the church, but just because they love the Lord.
在许多的这些里面，真的是让我们，让我，主让我看见在他们身上是主的荣耀。
And that through them, God led me to see the glory of God.
这些事，他们也成为一个榜样，真是来激励。对我来说是一个激励，真的在这里学习，也来侍奉主。
And this became an example to encourage me to learn how to serve the Lord.
实在感谢主，他实在是借着无论是各样的，无论我们在生活里面还是在侍奉中，他都让我们能够看见主，让我们能够被改变，磨成他的形状。
Thanks the Lord. No matter it's through our daily life or through service.
我们要感谢主，他有预备，他把圣灵赐给我们每一个人，住在我们的心里面。
And thank the Lord, God sent His Holy Spirit, and He lives in every one of us.
他在里面引导带领我们，成为我们的力量。
He leads us and guides us and become our strength.
最后，我想我就讲一个故事，想等会跟我们最后要唱的这首歌有关。
I want to share a story at last.Which is related to the last hymn we'll sing.
等会我们要唱的这首歌是288首，是
吧？ It is 288.
你这神隐藏的爱。
Your hidden love of God.
有弟兄说这是一首卫斯理约翰最喜欢的一首歌。
And some brother told us that that's one of the hymns that John Wesley liked most.
有恐怕也是黎托生弟兄最喜欢的一首歌。
And maybe a hymn that Brother Watchman Nee liked the most.
这首歌感动了许多的人。
And this hymn moved many saints.
它的作者是Tess Tijens.
The author is Tess Tijens.
他是一个德国人。
He's a German.
他生长在莱恩河的河边，他是敬虔派里面一个很重要的人。
And he lived by the Riverside of Rhine, and he is one of important figure in the
Holiness
group.
他的名字常常就是跟他们跟他在就想到新兴道夫，很多人就是想到 Tess Tijens.
And his name is often related with Tijens, even to know his name.
他在这里说，哦，你这神隐藏的爱。
Here it says, "Thou hidden love of God."
神的爱怎么是隐藏的呢？
Why God's love is hidden?
因为在特斯蒂根的身上，他有五年之久，他好像真的看不见神的脸面，神的爱好像是隐藏的。
Because for this brother, Tostigan, for a period of 5 years, since this love was hidden from him, he cannot see the face of God.
他经过了五年的时间。
He went through 5 years.
后来他告诉我们说，他其实。我们的主在地上也是隐藏了30年。
And later he told us that our Lord hid himself in this world for 30 years.
他觉得他所学的功课就好像主所经过的那个功课一样。
He felt that the lessons that he went through is like what our Lord went through.
然后经过五年，感谢主，他得着了释放，他就重新把他自己奉献给主。
And since after 5 years, he was relieved from this, and he dedicated himself again to the Lord.
结果，神就借着他在那一个地方做了一个复兴，然后许多人都得着了帮助。
And God used him, for a big revival in place where he lived.
但他的身体很不好。
But his flesh body is weak.
他一生的身体都不是很好，特别是最后的30年。
And he had this weakness for his entire life, especially the last 30 years.
他说他每一秒钟都要靠主活着而活着。
He said that he need to live by the Lord for every second.
他觉得什么时候主都可以叫他走。
He felt like God can.Call him and to be with the Lord anytime, any moment.
最后他得了一种病，是一种让他非常痛苦的病。
And later he got a disease which caused great suffering.
甚至到他最后要走之前，所以有弟兄来看他，他就说今天神借着马拉基对他说话。
And even the, right before he left this earth, when brothers came to see him, he said that today the Lord speak to me through Malachi.
他说的是什么意思呢？他就是引马拉基书第三章的话，第三章。
He refers to Malachi chapter 3.
那你讲到说他来的日子谁能担当得起，他显现的时候谁能立得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的茧，他必坐下如炼净银子的，他必洁净利未人，熬炼他们像金银一样。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 2 and 3. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire and a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purify of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in the righteousness.
然后他说，主仍能在他身上找到一些东西，要他更洁净。
And he said that God still can find something in him that needs to be purified.
然后他就到主那里去了。
And after these words, he left this earth to the Lord.
有一次，有一个印度的女的传教士叫做 Amy Carmichael。
One time, a female missionary from India, whose name is Annie.
她在路上就看见一个人，他在炼银子。
And one time she saw someone was refining silver on the road, by the road.
然后那个银子就慢慢融掉了。
And the silver started to melt.
然后这个 Amy Carmichael 就问他，你什么时候那个工作才完成？
And then he asked the man that when will you finish your work?
然后他就说，当我这样做的时候，我什么时候能够在这银子上面看到我自己的脸，我的工作就完成了。
And the refiner answered and he said that by the time that I can see my face on the surface of the silver, then my work will be finished.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们的主他坐在天上，他坐在父神的面前，他在做什么？
And dear brothers and sisters, today our Lord, he sits on the right place of God, and he sits in heaven. What he's doing?
他就像那炼金之人的火和漂布之人的茧。
And he is like the refiner's fire and the launderer's soap.
他要坐下来炼银子，他熬炼我们像金银一样。
And he will sit and refine the silver. And he will purify us like silver.
他什么时候完成他的工作呢？
When will he finish his work?
什么时候他在我们身上看见他自己的脸，他就工作完成了。
When he sees his face upon our face, then his work will be done.
因为神的荣耀显在耶稣基督的面上。
Because the glory of God was revealed on the face of Jesus Christ.
我们低头有些祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢你，你是那荣耀的主，你是那爱我们的主。
You are the glorious Lord who loves us.
愿你真是来开启我们，让我们能够真实的从里面看见主，看见那神的荣耀显在耶稣基督的面上。
May you open our eyes so that we can truly see the glory of God on the face of Jesus.
主啊，真是愿你在我们身上继续的工作。
You continue your work on us.
好让我们里面能够改变，能够荣上加荣。
So we can be transformed into your likeness and glory upon glory.
好让主你自己的心意能够成就。
So that your will can be fulfilled.
好让我们能够成为一个对你旨意忠心的人。
So that we can become a man faithful.
好让教会能够装饰整齐，等候主你自己的再来。
So that your church can be prepared for your coming.
我们这样的祷告祈求乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.